started.
Okay. Okay, in this week's Sedra, Parshas Bo, we find at the very end of the Sedra, two of the four Parshios, which make up our Tillim, two of the four paragraphs that are found in the Tillim, the Parsha of Kadesh and the Parsha of Kiriyachol. Tillim has four Parshios in it. These two from this week's Sedra, Kadesh, Likol Bechor, etc., Kiriyachol, etc., and then two parshas and later in the Chumash, Shema and Vayim Shamoah, of course, from Chumash Devarim. So we know there's a famous Machlokas, usually called the Machlokas Rashi and Avodah Tam, even though there are many more people besides Rashi that hold that way, there are many more people besides Avodah Tam that hold the other way. Machlokas may go back to the Tana Tanoim, perhaps, you know, all kinds of early sources about it. But in any event, just as a side point, so the Machlokas, what the order of the four parshas should be, what they have inside the Tzon, it's not what I'm speaking about tonight, but just very quickly, Rashi and many Rishonim have the opinion that the order of the Parsha and so on is the order that they appear in the Chumash. The two from this week's Sedra, Kaddish and Roya Kiviyacho, and then Shema, and then Rayim Shema. Shema is in Parsha Sivotzchanan, and Rayim Shema is in Parsha Ekev. So Shema is first, so that's the order. In the Tzon, so yeah, all the four Parshas are written on one piece of parchment. They're written in that order. Kaddish, Roya Kiviyacho, Shema, Rayim Shema. The opinion, Rabbi Natan's opinion, is that the last two are switched, because the two Havayas, the two Parshas, being with Vahaya, Vahaya Kiviyacha, Marisha, and Vahayam Shemoah, should be juxtaposed, whatever the reason. So the order is Kadesh, Vahaya Kiviyacha, that they agree on. But then three and four, according to the time, Vahayam Shemoah and Shema. So yeah, that's the order. It's all on one piece of paper, one parchment. And so on, so rose, there are four different pieces of parchment that are put in the four different sides, and it's in that order. From the point of view of the reader, if your stone is facing me, I'm wearing so-and-so rosh, he's facing me, so it goes from right to left from the vantage point of the viewer. Okay, that's just...
That's why it should not be covered.
The Vaishal Rosh, yeah. Anyway, we may come to that, something about that at the end. Anyway, in one of the four parshas, one of the ones that are found in this week's Sedra, in the Parak Yud Gimel, Pasuk Yud, which is the last pasuk of the parsha of Kadosh, it says, "Yishomar Torah Sechuka Zos Lamoado Miyamim Yamima." You shall observe this statute in its proper time, Miyamim Yamima. Rashi says, "Mishana Lishana," year to year. Right, it's a yearly obligation. Mishana Lishana. Thank you. Mishana Lishana to observe this law. Probably referring to the details of the Pesach that were described earlier in the parsha. However, we know the word yamim, yom, means can mean year. We find sometimes it means a year in the Chumash also. In Parshas Chayisara, when they want to bring Rivka, Eliezer wants to bring Rivka back to Yitzhak, and they make a whole deal. So he says, Teishei anara itanu yamim o asor. Let her stay here for another year or 10 months. Asor means 10 months. So we do find it means year also. Rashi is a Parshas Pshat. We do find yamim means year, but also means, that's the Parshas Pshat in the context, but also means day. So, but the meaning, so let's see, that's okay. The going with all that. So the Gemara, but on the other hand, it can also mean day, and that sort of becomes a subject of Machlokas, and I'll look at now, this evening, and discuss the issue of wearing tefillin at night. And one of the sources of that Machlokas is the Gemara in Erevin, on the Tzadi Vav Amad Aleph, Erevin Tzadi Vav Amad Aleph. Sugi there, the parak is called Parak HaMotzei Tefillin. Somebody finds that it's an Erevin, because when someone finds a pair of tefillin on the street on Shabbos, they have to carry it back inside or whatever. So in the context of that discussion, the beginning of the 10th parak of Erevin, the Gemara discusses whether Shabbos is in Shabbos, and by extension Yom Tov, is that Zman Tefillin, is that Lav Zman Tefillin? We don't wear, but that's the question. So the Gemara asks, Uman Shabbos Lei, Shabbos Zman Tefillin. Who holds, who is the Tano holds, that Shabbos is Zman Tefillin? Gemara says, Rebbe Akiva. Rebbe Akiva is the one who holds that way. Because why? Because the Tanya, the Shomar Torah Sechukah Zos Lamadah Miyamim Yomim, our Pasuk, Yomim Velo Lelo, since it says Yomim, it means day and not night, you wear tefillin, day and not night. Miyamim means like from among the days, some of the days, Velo Kol Yomim, Prat, the Shabbos Yom Tovim. Okay, that's Divrei Rebbe Yosef Aglili. The opinion of Rebbe Yosef Aglili is that the Pasuk, our Pasuk, is not talking about anything but tefillin. And when it says miyamim yamim, you observe this mitzvah to wear tefillin, miyamim yamim, day to day. I mean, it's a daytime mitzvah as opposed to nighttime. And number two, it's not every single day. There's certain days that are excluded, namely Shabbos and Yontif. And if Akiva says, the way Rashi learns in Chumash, if Akiva omer lo nemar chukazu elinim pesach buvad. No, this pasuk has nothing to do with tefillin. This pasuk is a wrap-up pasuk of that first parsha. Kadosh Baruch Hu mentions about a few psukim earlier. You have it in front of you. What does it say? A few psukim earlier about telling over that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim with a strong hand and so on. So that's what it's referring to. Referring to Pesach only.
So
that's an interesting question. But this pasuk is only going back on that. Okay, Tefillin is also Zechlitzis Mitzrayim to some extent. So the Ramban talks about the end of the bow. So it says that's the one. Erev Tzadiv Amud Aleph. Uman Tana the Shabbos of the Amr Shabbos Zman Tefillin the Mukim Asis Alibay says Rashi, right? Who is the Tana who holds that Shabbos is Zman Tefillin, that the Mishnah there in Erevin seems to be going like him? So the pasuk says the Shamarta Sachukor Rashi is but Parshas Kadosh Shiksev the Achas Midal Parshas Shaltun. That's one of four Parshas Shaltun we just said. But Rabbi Kiva holds no. That pasuk, it's true. It's in the Tefillin, but it's not talking about Tefillin. It's only Elin and Pesach. The Ari Bala Elmina. That's what we're talking about before. Okay. The word miyamim yamim means every year observing the Yantav of Pesach, and that's the way Rashi and Chumash said it. The mitargamina mizman lezman alma midelo darsh rekiva high krovitzum. Since the rekiva does not darshan, this pasuk is having anything to do with tefillin. So shema minot the sila lila the Shabbos is yesman tefillin. That pasuk excludes Shabbos and nighttime from tefillin. But if you don't darshan that pasuk as having anything to do with tefillin, as having to do instead with Pesach, so then there's no exclusion. So therefore you can wear tefillin light. Therefore you wear tefillin Shabbos Yom Tov too. The low come might low crow. There's nothing that excludes it. Okay, that's Akiva.
There's no exclusion of either one.
Basically,
it says
correct
both.
Right, Rabbi excludes both, and he says it doesn't seem to exclude either. A little bit later on the daf there. Okay, the same daf. The Gemara has, because the Gemara challenges, and we find from elsewhere, but Kiva holds Yitaka. Don't wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif. So anyway, the Gemara then says there are other tanoim in this mix. The Gemara says, Ela hai tanohu de tanya haneor belaila. Rotza choletz, rotza miliach divei reb noson. If someone's up all night, he has a tefillin on. So if he wants, he can take them off. If he wants, he can put them on. Doesn't matter. At night, it's optional. Divei reb noson. And Yonason hakitoni omer ein manichin tefillin belaila. And he goes, the other opinion is you don't put on tefillin at night. Okay? Rashi says, Haneir Belaila, She'ein Olochot Shemi Yafik with tefillin. The guy's up all night. We'll see later. There's a concern if you fall asleep with the tefillin on and you have bodily discharges and gas and these kind of things, it's disrespectful with the tefillin on. But if the guy's staying up all night, then we're not worried about it. So Rotza Minech, V'ein Olochot Shemi Yafik, it's not called Baltos, Delilah is Mantonu, because he holds Delilah is Mantonu. There's nothing wrong with wearing tefillin light. Rabbonan, who the gozer, Shema Yafia Kishiyosh, and Rabbonan advises not to wear tefillin at night because we're afraid the person will doze off and end up having bodily discharge that are not appropriate with tefillin on. But we do, so that's what the Suga over there in the Erevin says. Tzadiv Av Ben Aleph, again, surrounding our Pasuk, how you translate the phrase, Yamim Yamima. Okay, the Chidusha Ritva. Over there in Erevin, Tzadiv Av Ben Aleph, the Ritva starts with Masa Yotzah Shabbosah, and now analyze the Sugi. He says at the end, the Hachin Ifsak Hilchus Abim Menachas, the Tefillin Belaila, Halacha of Ein Morin Kain. You're allowed to wear Tefillin at night, but we don't publicize it. Tefillin Laila is Zman Tefillin, that's how the Ritva learns, is the conclusion of the Sugi, but it's not something we want people to know, huh? Right, don't let everyone know. And it's we'll see, Gemara tells the story. The Rabbanon Gazu Belaila, Mipushu Zman Shena. Because at night, people go to sleep. So, Gzeir Hashem Yafiach Bahem, you'll have a bodily discharge, you'll pass gas with it, so on. But, not only that, and you're not supposed to put it on in the morning, but until it's light enough out, and we call Misha Yakir, you can recognize somebody from a few paces away. Because I'm reading Parakam and Brachas, which we'll see. Because until that time, people are sleeping, should go to Chachom. After that, it's light enough out to recognize people then. People aren't going to sleep then. So, therefore, the Gzera expires at that point. That's the ritual. So, we need to look. Yeah. So, we need to look now a little bit. What I like to look at with you is the Sugya in Menachos. That's what I'll spend a little bit of time on. Is that Sugya in Menachos? That Lamed Vav is where it's found. Lamed Vav Amid Aleph. So, the Gemara says there. Okay, so that's in terms of the pasuk. Our sedra in the drasha in Erevin. Let's look at the sugya in Menachos. It's the third parak of Menachos. Lamed Vav and Aleph. The Gemara there says, Tana Rabbanan, Tefillin me'emasai mevarach aleihem, mishas hanachosan. When can you make a bracha upon putting on tefillin? When you put them on your arm, on your head. Kate said, how so? Hayamashkim lotzeis laderech. If somebody had to leave very early, got the trip, the caravan's leaving, the plane to catch, whatever, he's got to run out early in the morning. Umisyare shema yovdu. He's afraid that if he carries it from, he'll put them down, he'll misplace them, you know, he wants to wear them. So manichan, he can put them on. He can wear them. Okay, even though he's leaving, let's see Rashi. We'll see where Rashi is. Rashi is tefillin. Shenicham kodem amud hashachar. Put them on before dawn. You can only make the bracha at the time when it's proper to wear them, namely mishas zman hanachosim. Dama parakam of the brachas, bekriyash ma'acherim, omu yishir, chaveru, etc. Brachas da'alamas, v'in hosno tefillin kacherim. That's what the Acherim hold, that the Zman is Mishiyaki, to recognize a friend, and that's what it says that the Halach is like them in regards to Tzvon. Klomar la'anachas Tzvon k'Acherim. And we put on Tzvon, the time to put on Tzvon is like the Acherim, this group of other rabbis who held that the Zman is when you can recognize somebody. So Rashi learns that the case is going on somebody who puts on Tzvon before he's got to put it on for some reason before he leaves. It's still dark out. Now it's not that early this time of year. You know, what the... What time is Neitzachala? Neitzachala, 7, 8, 7, 20. Is that right? It's pretty early. So a guy's got to leave early. He's going on a trip somewhere or whatever. So the Gemara there says you can put the tefillin on before, but you can't make the bracha because it's not the right zman of chiyuv. So you'll make the bracha later. What do? So it says, when the time for tefillin arrives, you sort of move them around, you adjust them, you move them, and you make the bracha then. That's when you're fixing up the tefillin. That's the Gemara. In Menachos Lamed Vav Ben Aleph, Rashi says, "Mamashmish b'hu davar ke'ilu manicha." It's like you put them on anew because you adjusted them, you played with them a little bit. It's like you put them on just now. That's what's
the
huh? So far, this is only a Tana Rabbanan. Okay, well, this part is only a Tana Rabbanan. That's it. Doesn't seem to be any arguments about this right now. Now, there is a sugya in brachas, as this again Rashi refers to. We all know it. But I'll read it in anyway, just as a reminder. All right, the Gemara says in Brachas Tes Amud Bey is the Mishnah. The Mishnah talks about Me'emasai, not Karish Arvid, that's the first Mishnah, that's me. This is Me'emasai Karish Ma B'Shachris. What is the earliest time for the morning Kriyashma? That's the Mishnah Tes Amud Bey in Brachas. So the Gemara says, Mishiyak, Tanakaz Mishiyakir, Beit Chelas Eleven. When you can distinguish between blue and white. Well, says it'll have to be a little lighter. You've got to be able to distinguish between blue and green. The Rashi here defines Tchelas Yoroku, the car of Litzeva Karsi. He said Tchelas here is a greenish color. That's the whole discussion. We'll talk about Tchelas another time. So aqua color, aquamarine is something, it's a greenish color. Actually, if you ever watch the dyeing of the Tchelas that some people like myself wear now, so it actually does turn green for a while in the process, in the chemical process. But anyway, that's Rashi. So that's all we need from that mission. And the Gemara goes on to say as follows. Again, it's Tesla based. It says, "My bein tchelus alavan." What do you mean, bein tchelus alavan? Ile bein gavavad amra. Okay, bein gavavad amra chiver le gavavad amra tchilta. So abalel nami made the other. Okay, you're talking about the wool. Okay, so then you can see it even when it's darker. We won't go into that. What it really means right now, but Ella. You have strings of tzitzis that have tailors and love. You can look at them. It's light enough to be able to see which ones are the blue strings, which ones are the white strings. Tanya Meir Omer is a different here. B'shiyakir ben zev lekelev. You can assume it's a wolf and a dog. Okay? Good. B'kiva Omer ben chamor la'arod. Sometimes animals, donkeys. V'acherim Omerim, that's what we just referred to. V'acherim, that's what Ritzvot said in Erev and Daf Tzadivav. V'acherim Omerim, b'shiyiras chaveru rochok da'al amas yakirenu. You can see your friend, then a discussion, the post, it's not your best friend, you can recognize, but it was a casual acquaintance, okay? You can see him from four, almost about 8 feet away, a few paces away, and already recognize who it is. It's light enough to be able to see who it is. Now, we think I can do that at night too, but that's because there's so much light out here at night, you know, the street lamps and city lights and stuff. You're up in the mountain somewhere, it's pitch black outside, so you know, you can't tell a person until it's close by. Okay? That's a whole discussion. I don't go into that. But I mean, it's a casual acquaintance. Not your best friend or your wife or something. It's a casual acquaintance. So, all right. And Amar Huna Halacha Kacherim. Huna says the halacha is like the Kacherim. That's how light it has to be. Amar Abaye Litfilin Kacherim. That's the halacha with regard to tefillin. Okay, Litfilin, as Rashi says, it's a different thing. He says even not, you don't have tchelus in your talis, but you have blue and white in the same garment because it didn't dye properly. Okay, well, that's not our issue. Arod is a chamor, a wild donkey fight. The tefillin lahaniach tefillin. Shemitzas harachos on kodem kriyishma. When tefillin goes before kriyishma, the more discusses later on. Okay, so good. So halacha is like a cherem. Abaye says halacha is like a cherem with regard to tefillin. Okay, Kriyashma, as far as Kriyashma is concerned, though, the halacha is not like that. It's Kvasikin. The Yochan of a Sikin of Gomor Samanet Sachama. That's even later. Kriyashma is later. They would finish Kriyashma in time, right about sunrise. Tanya Nohachi, the Sikin of Gomor Samanet Sachama, the Yishisma Gulu Tzilim, the Ninsun is Baal Vayom. Right? We all know this Gemara, right? The Hanet Sachama, the Verko Yomu, says Rashi. Sunrise for sure day. So you try and do Kriyashma right before then. Anyway, that's this time called Misha Yakir, based on the Gemara in Brochus Daf Tes Amud Beis. Okay. Exactly what time that is, it's not an interesting question. I was looking into it a little bit. The Kaf HaChaim, the great Sfaradi Posek, in Or HaChaim Sim Yurches Os Yurches, it's called Yurches, talking about tzitzis, but it's also tzitzis and tzol in the same zman, Misha Yakir. Okay? So what exactly that is, so he says, you know, Lo Nucha Lintzel Zman Mugbal is there. It's very hard to pinpoint the exact time on the clock. Okay, Ashir ben Tchelet Alovan. What time is that exactly? Kakolaf Yamakomas Ozman. It depends on the time of year. It depends where you are in terms of the equator. Okay? Kibakayet Yisman Arochma Ososhachet Yisashemet. The summertime is a longer period of time from dawn till sunrise. Right? And, you know, so therefore the pace is a different pace in terms of the getting light. Okay, Vacharuf Uzman Kotza. Kibakheshma Orech Zman Ayom Yorech Zman Ososhachet Ososhachet. Right? I mean, it takes more time from dawn till sunrise. And if, anyway, but without going through all that right now, I'll talk about that a little bit to Shemot Shabbos, but he says, in the Minag in Yerushalayim, U'minag ir kachin Yerushalayim, Tibona v'sikona me'er v'min omein, l'shar shoha achas kodem tseis guf ha-shemesh ala arz. They assume Mishiyakir is 1 hour before the ball of the sun comes out onto the earth, Kozman is mano, b'kayitz, b'chorv, and so that's what he says. And now, I don't know, is that the meaning of Yerushalayim? At least in his time that was. That's what the Kaf HaChaim says. And Moshe Feinstein writes in a tshuva, in Igus Moshe, Chelek, or Chaim Chelek Dalad, in Sim Vov, it was interesting, the Shalom was written in 1979 to Rabbi Tendler. This was at the time when when they had the gas, the energy crisis, so they went on to daylight saving time, remember, in the winter also, so it didn't get light till an hour later, right, in the morning, so people have to go, like, imagine this time of year, we're getting first, you have Netzachal, it'll be 8:15, and many people have to, on the bus, ready for an hour, they're in their office already, what do you do with David, it was all tumult. Anyway, that's what Moshe writes in the Shuvah, but I'll go into the whole two. One thing he writes is, Kifishiyanti harbe pomim, Biyamim Bahirim, I examine on clear days, Mishiyakir and Tom. He shared the Ben Yusi Shu Erech Lamed Hei Vulai Arboim Minutin Kodem Netzachama. He says Mishiyakir is 35 or 40 minutes before Mishiyakir. He says that he doesn't seem to make a distinction. That's my point. I don't know. He said, but that's what he said. I think, yeah, but that's the Shuvah in the Igros Moshe. But anyway, whatever time exactly it is, we know that. Whatever time the exact time is, but there's a time of Misha Yakir. Now, getting back to our issue here with the tzol. So, there's a certain time before which you don't put on tzol, unless you were wearing from before, and then you can be Mimashra Shem, you know, and you have to. Incidentally, again, as a side point, Tosis, back in Menachos now, on Aleph, Tosis says, He says the same trick works for tzitzis, bottom line. For talis, I mean, tzitzis. If you put on your tzitzis early, you can also, when the time comes, move them and so on and so forth. It's the same trick. He says, Afu Yishay Shalchalek by tzitzis, tzitzis, Shamishmash Mitzvah, by tefillin, you're supposed to keep touching it, that's part of the mitzvah, by tzitzis not so, but otherwise, it's Einir Lachalek. That's the side point. He says, a different type of mezuzah.
You don't have to do anything.
What do you mean?
You sat there for 3 hours. You didn't have bread.
Yeah.
You had to bring your bread.
I'm doing it. So
eating the bread is the thing.
But yeah, that's a different thing. Here you do the mishmash is like putting it on. Yeah, I can say that. That's a different thing.
You don't have to touch anything. It's so called obelastiosum because you're wearing it.
Well, the Tosis says you should touch it. Okay, anyway, so then, I don't know if that issue now, but I'm starting to...
Why do they not
hold
like that?
Where?
Yeah.
They do.
In this shul, no other shul can they put it on. You're just in here.
Here they wait till... I don't know. I guess it's a mixed people up. When you have the early minyanim, many shuls, they put
on.
They'll wait till the end of Sukkot Zim and put on under there. I guess it'll mix people will forget, I suppose. I'm not sure. Russia
has another tshuva where you can also put on even before.
Yeah, we'll get that. Okay. Anyway, that's the Gemara. Now, it's interesting. To think about it for a moment, the whole Gemara is a little bit strange. Gemara says, from what time? Tamar Ban, read the Gemara again. Tefillin me'emas hamavarchem mishas hanachosim keitzar. Obviously, whenever the chiyuv to put on film, that's when you can make the bracha. Well, what's the Gemara? It's a question. What's the answer? Me'emasai merachalein mishas hanachosim. No kidding. Keitzar, give an example. To give an example, the flow is very strange. So it's interesting. Both the riff you have in the back of Maseches Menachos, you have a riff, and there's not so, most of Menachos is Kodshim, and there's no riff on Kodshim, but he has on the halacha, you know, the halachas and tzitzis and so on, many other things are found here in Menachos on the Hilchot Tefillin section. On Rav Chesam Adeis, you look in the riff, he quotes this whole Gemara, and he says, Tanah Bonatum is over Achalim Mishas and Achasim, Hoya wrote the law, says that he doesn't quote Ketzad. He doesn't say Ketzad. The Bach on the side, those bays on the riff there, again, it's Chesam Adeis, says, Nir Ben Alashna Gemara Ketzad. Yeah, but the Rif didn't have that Lashon. Neither does the Rosh. The Rosh has in the back of Menachos, again, where the regular Rosh also didn't write on much, didn't write on the regular Gemaras of Menachos because it's Kachim. The Rosh on the Rif only wrote on the Halacha L'maisa, you know, things in the Gemara. But again, he has a section, an important section called Halachos Tanas, okay, which is printed there back in Menachos because that's what he's dealing with found. So the Torah and Mezuzah. So in the Hilchos Tefillin section. Both of it and the Rosh in the back.
No, it's not for half of the time.
The Rosh. Okay, so so the Rosh in the Halachos Tana section over here says it's Simon Tez Zion. He also quotes the Gemara without mentioning the Ketzad, right? And basically, so what's the flow of the Gemara? So it's a different, because it's a little difficult. So he says, Tana Banatum Esam Varachalem, Misho Shiyasanicham Achosh Yahadke Mizro Uberosho. He says, really what's going on in this Gemara is two different, there's two different questions and two different answers. The Gemara's question was, Me'ema Samevarach Alehem. So the answer is, Mishas HaNachosam. Point one. That's got nothing to do with putting on from early, it's only a different thing. That is a reference to the Gemara earlier on Daf Lamed Hey, towards the end of Amud Beis, where the Gemara says, when exactly, forget about leaving early, when do you make the brach on Tzvah? It's 8 o'clock in the morning, it's after sunrise, it's after Mishiyake, I'm putting on my Tzvah. At what point do I make the brach when I put the Tzvah on? We know that mitzvahs are supposed to be, the brach is supposed to be made over last Yosem before you do the mitzvah. So when do you do it? When the Tzvah is still in the box, when you put it up here, what point? So that's actually a discussion in the Gemara. It says on Lamed Hamad Beis, the previous Amar, it says, Amar of Shmuel bar Bidri, Amar Rab, Amar of Acha Aricha, Amar of Huna, Amar of Manasseh, Amar of Shmuel, whoever it was, Tfilin, Me'ema Savarocha, Mishas Hanachosam. That's Mishas Hanachosam. Any was really, Behavar, Behud, Amar Shmuel, Kal Mitzvah Kulam Baruch, Alin, Amar Las Yosem. What do you mean? After you put it on, you make the Baruch. I thought you have to make everything before. Abai Barabbat, Amar Tarim. Here's the answer. Mishas Hanachor Ve'ad Shas Kshira. In between putting on your muscle, on the arm, and tightening the knot. That's when you're supposed to make the bracha, right when you put it. Not when you're putting it up, not when you have it in the box, not when you first take it out of the box, when you put it up on your arm, right before you pull the strap on the bottom, tighten the knot, that's when you make the bracha. Okay?
So the
As Rashi says, Bidri, yes.
The action you're doing,
right.
Relating to the start.
Correct. So says the Rosh and the Riv, the first part of Aragorn, Lamed Vav, is just a recap of that. It's a Tanur Rabbanan saying, point one, It's reinforcing that point. It's got nothing to do with leaving early. And it's when you do it. When you put it out in Rashi here, Mamad Hayim Beis, first he tells us this Bar Bidri. Bidri is a name, fine. How could it be? I thought it has to be overlast Yasun. It's a Bible Rabban. I'm trying to mind Mishas Anachos. I'm going to Mishas Anachos. The Kavon, that dying, low Koshron, since he didn't still tighten the knot, so then I'd still call overlast Yasun. But that's according to the Rosh, going to the Rift, that's what the Gemara is talking about over there. Okay? So then the Gemara asks, after that, the Gemara asks Ketzad. Okay? Now, according to them, there's no Ketzad. Then the Gemara brings case number two, at a different point. Et cetera, et cetera. So it's a new point. So that's the way that they read the Gemara. Okay. Now, the tour. No, that's not the one.
I'm saying that could be the reason.
Wait till after placing, and right. That's like a cue. Because the language, what I was just pointing out, is the language of the Torah is tie it. We don't tie it. The film's already tied. But the answer is by tightening, it's like tying. Good. So the Torah in Arachai Simon Lamed, writes, in Tzorach Lelech Lederach Yochal Anicham Kodosmana below bracha. If you go out, you can put it on without a bracha. Okay. They pass them like this Gemara. It's interesting, as a side point, the Beis Yosef notes over here in the Torah, in Tzorach Lelech Lederach, he says this is the Brice at the end of Perak HaKomets, right? Lamed Vav Mad Aleph Mad Aleph. I wrote as a quote to the Gemara, because who are with our Rosh, as we saw, both the Riv and the Rosh quoted, but the Rambam doesn't quote this whole din. Why not? The Efshar Shu Sover, perhaps the Rambam holds, that statement in the Gemara that you can put on your tefillin early is Asya Kimanda Amar Laila Zman Tefillin. That's only true if you hold that Laila is Zman Tefillin. Then you can put the tefillin on early, okay? If Laila is Zman Tefillin. The Hod Diksoni Achegi Zmanam Hanu Zmanam Idu Rabbanan Shegozu Shaloni Chabalaila. Right? The Rabbanan made exactly. If you hold Laila is yes Zman Tefillin, the Raisi put tefillin on at night. The Rabbanan made it clear, don't put your tefillin on at night, in case you have any bodily discharge and fall asleep and so on and so forth. But Ikar Din, Laila is Zman Tefillin, according to this approach. The Rabbanan says that's probably what's going on here, okay? And the Kavan Shehu Posek, but the Rabbanan happens to Paskin, command our Laila loves Zman Tefillin. Rabbanan happens to hold Laila's loves Zman Tefillin. He can't put on tefillin light. Therefore, according to him, this case can't. Not only can't make a bracha, he can't even put it on. He can't even put it on. Right? You can't do the mitzvah. You can't put it on.
If you're allowed to put it on, are we distinguishing putting it on or like we're trying to.
And leaving it on. One second. Yeah. Hold on. That's I'm just pointing out. So what we see right over here is that according to the Rambam learns the Gemara, the Gemara is talking about. The Gemara is Aliva de Mandomar, Laila is yes in Mantillon. Like, again, we have the two sheetahs in Erevin, right? So Laila is yes in Mantillon. So then I can put it on early. Oh, I can't make a bracha. It's Rabbanan who said to make a bracha in the first place. So Haman over Haman, they said make a bracha. They also don't want it till at night. So Mela, even if you put the tefillin on at night, but you can't make a bracha until it's the right time. So what do you do? So that's the Gemara gives us Eitza. But according to the Rambam, that's going to the realm. According to these other Mishnah, it would seem that Laila is, they hold that Laila is Lazman Tzon. Okay? So we'll have to see. So why are you allowed to put it on? So let's see. So this brings us to the next point in the Gemara. Okay? And that is the following. That's what I want to point out from that Beis Yosef. As a side point, incidentally, the Shita Mekubetzes, in Menachos, you have the Shita Mekubetzes printed on the side of the page. So on Lamed Vav Beis, the next Amud, in Os Aleph, the Shita Mekubetzes is bothered a little bit by the way Rashi learned it. He says towards the end of Os Aleph, "Im Tomar Harmina LeElim Haya Mashma Derech Misar Shami Yogdu Manichan LeChatkila Heich Yabor Alav." What do you mean? If you hold Lila Lav's Mantillin, so how could you say you can put it on before sunrise? It is certain. I'll allow you to do it, right?
Maybe
the Tzorach Lomar. That's how he said the LeEl Mari Achar Mura Shachar. It's not like Rashi. It's not like Rashi said he went out on his trip before sunrise. He went out on his trip after, and that's not before dawn. He went on his trip after dawn. Before Zman Tzon, who just said that the Mishayakir is later. He had to, but it was after dawn. Midoraisa, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Midoraisa, it's already Zman Tzon. It's not Laila anymore, right? Midoraisa, it's already not Laila anymore. So now, You're just dealing with the drabbanan. So even if you hold, the Shittim Metzah works out. If you, even if you hold Lila is Lav's Mantono, we're not. We ask the question: how in the world can you put on the Lila anymore? That's how he learns. Okay, he says Tzarich Lomar Dileil Mari Achamur Hashachar. We have Lav's Mantono. It's not Mantono yet because I die not to make a bracha yet. Kedisha bracha and so on. Kacherim. We heard like Pasach and Kacherim. You don't make a bracha until Richud Dal Amos. That's the Shittim Metzah. Yeah, the adjustment. Yeah.
Do we have anything else that we don't let somebody do when it's not its mind? I understand that you're not used to the mitzvah, you should be stuck on.
Right, so. Well, again, it's interesting what comes up, you know, this baltosif, right, adding on. We don't, you know, that's part of the issue. Doing a mitzvah, like eating the sukkah the eighth day, you know what I'm saying? Doing a mitzvah when you're not allowed to do it.
But not before. Start to bother shelf or before.
Hold the law before. We do have a discussion about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hold the law before.
What did you say about the meal is the raisa?
Yeah.
So what's the difference if it's so that meal ends when it gets light on Mishiyaki?
No, so the raisa ends when it gets light, but. So therefore, that's what we're talking about. We go right to the guy, can already put it on. But the Chacham is saying, don't make the bracha until later.
Be your mashmash.
In night,
they said, don't wear it. In the morning, they said,
if you hold Lila Lazman until you know the Chacham say, don't wear it. Then, regardless of the reason you fall asleep, we don't care about that. Hold Lila Lazman until you shouldn't wear it at all.
Yeah, and the Lila ends.
Lila ends, we go right, so it gets light. So we go right, so now you can put it on.
Make a bracha because
that's what that's what the saying. The Gemara is telling us, still don't make the bracha.
Oh, it's
Tomishiyakir.
The night.
Right.
If you hold it,
so then till night, till close is night time, right?
Yeah, but
so
then it's still an issue to Rabbanan and that small.
Correct,
time,
exactly.
It's strange.
Yeah, Rabbanan said, where's the. Okay,
the whole night we're not worried.
The
whole night.
No, you are worried. Well, either the rice or the butter. Either way, you're worried tonight. Oh. Either way, you're worried. Okay. Anyway, now let's go on to the Gemara. So the Gemara says now, back come on involved with Alex saying, I'm just trying to show you two. You know, in other words, first of all, what's going on in the sugya. So we had that riff and that, and also the way Rashi learned. It was questionable. According to the Rambam, you know, the Rambam, she tossed it up to quote the whole case. Okay, according to Rashi, it's a little difficult that the Shittim Metzah is Kasha. The Shittim Metzah says, well, you're not allowed to put it on. You know, unless you have to say that Rashi says not that you're not allowed to put it on, maybe that too is only, maybe Lila loves one too. Like you want to say, you're not supposed to, or whatever, it's not an Isser. That's the possibility. Now the Gemara goes on and says as follows. Ba'ad Masam Anichon. Until when can you have torn on? And now we're doing the other end of the day. So says the Gemara, Tanakama, Ad Shetishka Chama. Till the end of the day. Okay, right. Ad Shetishka. We'll get talk out, right? Rabbi Yaakov Omer, Ad Shetishka Regeman Ashuk. We know that from Hanukkah. Remember that from Hanukkah, right? That's what Yaakov says. Same thing here. Ad Shetishka Regeman Ashuk. People aren't walking the street anymore.
Okay?
It doesn't say any reason. And the third sheet is Chacham Omerim Ad Zman Shena. Sleepy time. Now, for the machokas means when you go to sleep or people generally go to sleep, fine. There are three sheep in that brisa. Okay, a little later at night, huh? It all. No, we're talking at the end of the day. At the end of the day, when do you stop putting on
the
phone?
At the end of the day, right?
Yeah, right. Correct. According again. Oh, so now. So it looks like. So let's see. No, let's see. Okay.
If you put on two,
that creation. I know, Kamei
Shekhar.
I understand.
So it should be connected.
Yeah. Okay. 1 second. So that's this brisa. Now continues the Gemara. Amar of Nachman, Aloch of Yaakov. Achatich Lo Yiman Ashuk. Again, we know the Mechanic, right? Okay, with a half hour in for whatever. So Chizur Rabbah of Huna, and so therefore, now you said about Kriyashma. So listen to this. Says the Gemara, and the end of Menachos Talmud Vavanal. So Chizur Rabbah of Huna, Matzlu Behu Beorta. They would sometimes daven. With a tefillin on at night, yes, they would say the night Krishna with a tefillin on. Right at night, okay? So that, Chaloch is like a Yaakov, who says, you don't stay on until Achi Tichon on a Shukin, with Davin Meir before that time. So they would Davin Meir with the tefillin on, that's what it says, okay? Let's look at the Avikad Amri, but some say, ain't Aloch of Yaakov. Aloch is not like a Yaakov. Ah, he says the Gemara, so Har Chista of Rabbi Ruhuna Matzibu Urtum. Yeah, we know for a fact that sometimes these Amoraim would not could say Marv with the Tzonon. So who pligas? They disagree with this view. That's all the Mahok. Okay, now let's look at Rashi. Okay.
You don't
light near Panagobi. Yeah. All right. Okay. That'll be enough for me anyway. Okay. And Rashi says, first of all, we read it before, but again, the guy was afraid, he's afraid he loses two of them. He'll carry them, so he puts them. Okay. Shetichah when it shook. Achar shechoshua. When it tichah when it shook? After dark already. Now, he doesn't give a reason why. Okay. It's not because of pursuing Nisa. But presumably it's because nobody is sleeping at that point. The concern is sleeping. Okay? The concern you're going to fall asleep with the Tzolan. I should tickle the regular on a shuk. There's people going, you're not going to sleep. People are just coming home for it's rush hour. Okay? That's probably what he means. And the other opinion, the Chachamim say, no, it's when till taka you go to sleep. Okay? Now, the next rush is very important. Because the Gemara says, Umodim, I skipped over this, but I want to read it inside. Umodim chachamim now it says here lirab Yaakov. Umodim chacham lirab Yaakov, but on the side of the page, the Sarsasat corrects it. It says virab Yaakov, meaning that the chachamim and Rab Yaakov are moda to the Tanakama, who says you got to take it off right at the end of the day. Shkia chachamim. Okay, our version, our text says moda chacham lirab Yaakov, but on the Sarsasat on the side it says virab Yaakov. The chain roy leos. That's the correct girsa. The Chaim Rosh Tanis La Rosh, that's how the Rosh quotes it, and others. The Chaim Rosh Tanis La Rosh quotes it. That's the correct Girsa. And also, again, on the side of the page, the Shita Gubetzes, and those Gimel correct it. Chachamim Virab Yaakov. So that's how we're going to learn. Okay, it says, Modim Chachamim Virab Yaakov. That what? That even though they both hold, you can keep it on after nightfall, right? Not like the Tanakama, but they agree that's if it was on. But Modim, let's say you took them off, not because it was nightfall, because you had to go to the bathroom or someplace it wasn't clean. It's a bathhouse. The shaka chama, the sunset, meanwhile, shuv eino chozem, you don't put them back on. That you don't do. In other words, they hold it. If you have them on, you can leave them on until either tichlar gomel shuk or zman shena, but not put them on. There's a difference between putting the tzon on and leaving them on. That's what emerges. Now Rashi says here, Divamasa u modim chachamim, again, Rashi says lirab Yaakov, it's to say virab Yaakov, because they're important. Those who base, again, the Shidduch lets us correct it. Okay? He says, Shem chaltzam ein chozam anichon. Why? The Lila loves man tfilin hu, because I'm going to come on, because Lila loves man tfilin. But now the question is, what does Lila loves man tfilin mean? The Tanakama holds Lila Lazman Tzil means you got to get them off before nightfall. Okay, you got to get them off before Shkia Sachama. Okay, like some people, I try to mark on myself, something that comes up for us, Tisha B'Av, Mincha. Okay, brother, Tzil on. Some people are mocking to try and take the Tzil off right away before Shkia. If they can. Probably Shkia Sachama here means Tisha B'Av. Anyway, but anyway, be that as it may, sometimes I remember years ago I was in the coast of Moravia and people were walking around at night with their phone on, if the Tishabov. You know, it's questionable. But anyway, so the Tanakama holds what Lila Lazman told me to get them off before nightfall. Okay?
So
Rabbi Yaakov.
Another issue.
Chacham and Yaakov hold it. No, you don't have to take them off. What Lila Lazman Tzul means what? Lazman Hanochas Tzul. You can't first put this one because you took them off. You can't put them back on. Okay, but Rashi says, Rashi holds, yeah.
No,
okay. But hey, Rashi says, Modim Chachamim, and it should say Virab Yaakov, because they all agree Lila Lazman Tzul. That's how Rashi learned. They all agree Lila Lazman Tzul. But it's interesting, again, there's a footnote over here. Well, before I get to the footnote, the footnote in the Shittim Kobetz here in Yud Gimel again says he doesn't agree with Rashi. Pirish Rashi Lila Lazman Tzilin Hu. I mean, come on. V'lo Nehira. In Kain, my Kamar Lamar Achatich Lagun Ashuk, Lamar Adman Shashena. Lila Lazman Tzilin Hu, Bohelo Nicham Klau, Achar Shkia Sachama. Okay? If Lila Lazman Tzilin, then if they agree that Lila Lazman Tzilin, they should agree with the Chacham should get them off right away. It doesn't seem to be been putting them on. That's a Rashi. The Shimon Rashi doesn't think so. So he says, L'chach nira the cool certainly Lila is man tefillin. That's the machokas. They hold Lila is man tefillin. Afilu hachi ein manichin l'marked islay l'marked islay. But you shouldn't put them on. Okay? Why? Because Chashin and Shemir dan kiyardim. Because now we're worried about the Chacham's concern. They'll fall asleep. In other words, that's why. Really, is they hold Lila is man tefillin. If Lila's man tefillin, so then why do they say, look, even they agree you have to take them off. They give you a later time. You still got to get them off. Why do you got to get them off? Because we're concerned about falling asleep. So it's a little bit of machlokas. We're showing Tosus also on the page here. Last Tosus on the page. I'm Rabbi Yaakov Omer. Ad Shticho Egon Hashuk. Chav Omer Ad Zman Shena. Rabbi Yaakov Mechachom Mesul Delayla Zman Tefillin. Not like Rashi. El Chayshinam L'Shem Ayash Yishan Bahem. We're afraid to fall asleep. That's why. Okay? That's the concern. According to Rashi, if they hold Lila Lazman Tillin, so then, according to Rashi, so what do they need? In other words, Lila Lazman Tillin, the question is, so why do they make you, take it off at all? So again, you could say the Rashi will say the same thing. It has to do with falling asleep, right? I'm sorry, if they hold Lila Lazman Tillin, so why do they give you a break until either till Tichlar Mashuk or Zman Shena? Because you get it off right away. So it could be they learn it means not to put it on, like we said before. Okay, but anyway, but Tosus says, no, the issue is you may fall asleep. Rabbi Yaakov Achoka, tell me that one. Rabbi Yaakov makes Achoka up until he says, you better get it off by Tichlar when I shook, because people might go to sleep by then. And he says, no, it's the time when people normally go to sleep, whatever. That's the Tosus, Dilma Asim Yaakov. And that's also what the, we're not going to read inside, I'll say it once the Rush says, in Simon Yudzayan, also like that. Okay, that it's, they hold that the Machlokas. This machlokas between these amorim, these tanaim rather, is whether Lila's mantle or Lila's mantle. Yeah.
Do the Rishonim know about
faces
with white
nights? And I don't think Rishonim know about it. Rishonim know about it.
Now what?
Which might all night, white nights, the Russian.
Very glow,
white night. More than Russia.
Like something in a chess game.
No, it's a white night, means it's cause that's during the summer. It's light
as night. Yeah, there's a famine.
Copenhagen, yeah. Okay, anyway. That's a joke, right? A trip to Alaska, 9 days, no nights.
Right?
Okay, anyway, so now the Gemara goes weiter. Okay, the Gemara goes weiter. We'll read a little further in the Gemara, and then see some interesting things. The Gemara says in Amud Beis, Lamed Rav Beis. Umi Amar Rabbi Rahuna Hachi. Did Rabbi Rahuna really say you could be wearing tefillin at night? Ha'amar, because he remember said he davened Ma'ariv with tefillin. Ha'amar Rabbi Rahuna Sufik Hashecha Sufik Locha Hashecha Lo Cholad Lo Meniya. You're not sure whether it's dark or not, like Vena Shmoshes, right? So you shouldn't put them on. You don't have to take them off. The Rashi for that appears on the previous page. Lo Choltin, okay? Imunochin, Lo Meniach Im Chalutin. You don't have to take them off. You don't put them on. But Varech Hashech Cholot. That implies he only says at the time of Suffolk you don't have to take them off, implying it would be Varech Hashech. You would have to take them off. So why does he say this? Why does Rabbi Huna therefore say? Seems to say that it's okay to daven with your tefillin, daven ma'ariv with your tefillin. He says you're supposed to take them off if it's vaday. Only when it's not vaday, only suffix and a shmoshes. More answer the horse of Erev Shabbos itmar. He's talking about Erev Shabbos. That's why he said you got to take them off. Erev Shabbos itmar. Okay, that's why. To ask the Gemara 1 second. My kosova, what does he hold? He kosova Lila's mantrum to Shabbos namizant. They go together. Lila, like we saw in Erevin, Lila's mantrum. And Shabbos Mantzvon, or Lila Laz Mantzvon, they go together, they're hand in hand. That's what it looks like. Why? Because the Gemara says, why? I kasava Shabbos Laz Mantzvon, Lila Laz Mantzvon, the Mehech, the Mehech, the Shabbos, Mehasa, Matileus, back to our Pasuk. Because the exclusion comes from the same Pasuk. Yeah, the same Pasuk, the Tanya, the Shamartas, Ruka, Zos, Mother, Miamim, Yomim, Oleus, Miamim, Koyomim, Pratla, Shos, Yom Tom, Divis, Agreed. Quote the same door. Rabbi Kiva, Olam, Ruka, Zola, Pesha, Babad. So, this implication of that price is that whatever excludes night is going to exclude Shabbos also. It's derived from the same Joshua. And Rabbi Kiva denies the whole thing. So the Gemara says, no, you can split them. What? The Gemara says, no, you can split it. Okay. Nafkalu Mehecha de Nafkalu Rabbi Kiva. No. Because that Gemara in Erevin also says, but here it's clearer, that Rabbi Kiva agrees that Shabbos and Yontif is Lavzman. Tell him. Even though he would argue about daytime, they don't go together. I thought they derived from the same thing. No, he derives Shabbos and Yontif, the exclusion from somewhere else. The Tanya, Kiva Omer Yochel Yanech Arutzum B'Shabbos Yom Tovim Tamal Ovah Hala Osa Yarcha Ulotovos ben necha, also pasuk in our parsha. Okay, here in Shmos Perek Gimel. Okay, it says v'ha'ala os al yadcha. Misha tzrichen os. You only have to wear tefillin on days which needed os. Yatzu Shabbos and Tov shin gufon os. But Shabbos and Yontif are also called os. You don't need an extra os. You have an os already. Rashi explains. First of all, Rekiva says that pasuk is only the pesuk of vav, like we said, fine. Hachar say pesuk mishan l'shana, fine. Nafka and Kloma la'olam kasavar laila zman tefillinu. But Shabbos is still excluded. Why? The same way Rekiva did. Shein atzmon os ben akash baruch d'ksiv ki os he by Shabbos. It says we say on the Shabbos kiv. Shomrei Yisrael asos the Shabbos asos right ki os he beni vein bnei Yisrael os he la'olam. Shabbos called an os. So we have a day that already is called an os. Doesn't need tefillin. That's the idea. That's the Rekiva. The Rekiva will say nighttime is lazman tzol, is yezman tzol, but Shabbos is lazman tzol because of the oath, and that's what he's going to say also.
Even
though
he said before,
okay?
Now,
yeah, exactly.
That
part
talking about
Pesach. Nothing to do with tzol. Different exclusion.
You could say
exactly.
Says, no.
Somewhere else.
Says,
yeah,
no.
Yeah. Right. Now, then the Gemara says, yeah. Amr Belezer, call a Meniach Tzon Achar Shkiz Hachama over Basay. You put on Tzon after Shkiz Hachama, you're over in Asay. Yochan Amr over Belav, you're out of the Lav. So when it says, Lema Rav Amr Elah, come up again, Rav Amr Elah, call Mok, when he's Shomer, Pen and Al, and here the Pesach of Shomarta. So the Eina Ela Losas, and Mar Yisrael, Amr Belav, Amr Elah, no, lo, the Kul Amr Yisrael, Rav Amr Elah, the Hacham Elah, come up again, Mar Sover, he's Shomer the Lav, Lav, he's Shomer the Asay, Asay, okay, side the point. Okay, but it's some form of a lav. The shamarta will cause lashon shomer, so either it's an asay or it's a lav, but it's usher to put on tefillin at that point. But the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Lezer, be mushamron mutter." The only reason you're wearing it is just to protect them. You don't want to put them down. You don't want to lose them. We backpack them on Erevin, then it's mutter. The Amar Avina, here your story with the hat. The Amar Avina, have you seen the kameder of Ashi? I was once in the presence of Rashi, the Choshech, and it got dark. He put on a tzon. Amri le l'shamon kabay l'humar. So he says, oh, you just want to protect them because you don't want to fall down?
Right?
So he says, Amri le'in, he said, yes. I saw it wasn't for that purpose. You don't want to publicize the view. Anyway, that's the rest of that sugya in over there in Erevin. Now, Tosus says, anyway, what comes out from all of this, Abosai, is the machokas with the Laila Zmantum. Laila Zmantum is a different time putting it on or leaving it on. And that brackets both ends of the day. Talking about the earliest you can put it on, or the latest you can keep it on. Okay, most relevant today is most people aren't wearing, other than Tisha B'Av, most people aren't wearing it so late in the day. Anyway, so our issue is the early morning hours. So how do we pass? So, yeah.
According to Shidus Rebbe Kiva, they're saying that maybe Shabbat and Yantik is still going to be Hunter, even though Laila is Zmantum.
Yeah.
What implications does that have for Zman Grandma?
Well, it's enough to knock it out. Still
have
it. Still have
it. Wouldn't be Mr. Zakrish and my grandma, and woman would be...
No, either way, because either Shabbos and Yantav are out.
No, but now we said that maybe everyone separate. Rekiva says that they go hand in hand. You have to say...
No, but everyone agrees that Shabbos and Yantav are out. The question is the night. Yeah, it's just different drushes. No, they learn out from different drushes. They learn from the other drushes. Nighttime.
Yes.
But it can be Shabbos.
So the one who says nighttime is only Midrabanan agrees that Shabbos is Midrabanan.
Everyone seems to say Shabbos is Midrabanan. There's no one who says that. Right.
And,
that's what it looks like. At least from here so far, huh?
What's the purpose
because Yom Tov elsewhere connected to Shabbos. Shabbos is also called Yom Tov. Yeah. It doesn't say Yom Tov. Doesn't say Os specifically Yom Tov?
Shabbos is Os, so it's
kind of like Os. And Yom Tov
is also
an Os. Even though it doesn't say the word, it's linked. That is a further question. That's the big machok. It's another time. Is Chol HaMoed also included in the Os? And that's the question whether people are calling it the same question. Okay, anyway, let me just finish up and finish Halacha L'Maaseh. Tosfos, can we get something interesting? Yeshia. Tosfos on Lamed Vav Beis Demaskev Shomarto, okay, says, I mean, there is an opinion that Shabbos is Mantzul, but I don't know about that now. It's over there in Erevin. Anyway, the Shamartas of Gozo, so the end of Tosus says, he says, the Besomach Paskina de Laila is Mantzul. We assume Laila is Mantzul. The Kama Halacha Mei Morin came, like the Gemara says, Halacha with Rav Ashi, but he didn't want to pass him publicly. We do a banan who do also. We assume the banan is also the Chayshinan Shalishan Bahem who called the Shemar Tosu who called the Chukas HaPesach HaKazim Daber. We assume like a Bekiva that that person was only talking about a Karban Pesach. That's the Dinam Pesach. That's what the so therefore at the end of the day, why don't we wear tefillin at night? Okay, even though it's Zman Tefillin, because this concern of the Rabbanan to fall asleep. When does that concern expire? Mishayakir, no one's going to sleep anymore at that point. There is another mucker.
He can't say, oh, I'm different.
Right. Now, there is another mucker, Ben Yonah points out, on a previous daf, Lamed Hamed Beis, the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Parshas Kisavo. Okay, Dvarim Perek Chav Ches Pasuk Yud. Ro Kol Ame Aretz Kishem Hashem Nikra Alecha V'Yaro V'Mekka. Dvarim Perek Chav Ches Pasuk Yud. Okay, Ro Kol Ame Aretz Chav Ches Yud. Ro Kol Ame Aretz Kishem Hashem Nikra Alecha V'Yaro V'Mekka. So the Gemara has on Lamed Hamed Beis, here it is, Ro Kol Ame Aretz Kishem Hashem Nikra Alecha V'Yaro V'Mekka Tanyar B'lezo Gal Omer Eilu Tfilin Shabarosh. That's a remnant to Tzon Shabarosh. Somehow, when you wear the Tzon Shabarosh, that's people will be afraid of you. The other nations will see you. They'll be frightened and so on. Rashi says, huh? Yeah, maybe it's it's actually interesting enough. But first of all, Rashi says, you know, what is it? Shem Hashem. Why is it Dafka Tzon Shabarosh? Rashi says, because Tzon Shabarosh is recognized. He says, Shakasubo had Rov Hashem, Shin and Dalad. There's a Shin, there's a Dalad. So Shem Hashem, Shin, Dalad, Yod, right? Tosas there, Dirwasa Elson Shirosh disagrees, right? That's the question Tosas said, what's the straps doesn't count. At the end, he says something else. He says, El Tzun Shirosh, because they're visible. Tzun Shayad are covered. L'chola Os, right? You put your jacket over, you put the cover over. Tzun Shirosh are visible. The famous story of the Shagas Aryeh is that he was once got in trouble with the government, or the government got in trouble for him, and they came into the room where he was, and he was sitting there with his tzun on, and they looked at him, and they were left. They left. That's a different story. They left. Now, Shagase was an imposing person physically, apparently. And he said, it got nothing to do with it. They weren't afraid of my size. They were afraid of my Tzon Shirosh based on his Gemara. Right? So somebody asked him, what do you mean? I got in trouble with the Gemara. I was also on my Tzon. They did arrest me. He was a little scrawny fellow. So he said, because the Gemara's illustration is not Eil Tzon Shirosh, but Tzon Shebirosh. When you have the meaning of the Tzon in your head. Uh-huh. Okay, anyway. But that's the Gemara. Now, based upon this, is a Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachas says very interesting. Rabbeinu Yonah is Brachas on the Rif, page. Rabbeinu Yonah says the Mela. That's another reason why we should wait till it's light out. Why do you have this Tazman of Mishayakir by Tzilin? So we said because that's when the Chachamim's Gzeira expired. Right, because nobody's going to sleep anymore at that time. But on page Gimel and Beis, in the page of the Rif in Brachas, he says another reason. He says not Gimel and Beis, but Dalad Beis, in the page of the Rif in Brachas. Okay, Rabbeinu Yonah says that's why, because there is a Re'iyah issue out about Pesukim Nisa, but there is a Re'iyah by Tefillin too, namely Varoch Kol Amaretz Ki Shem Hashem Nikolecha. So it's got to be an hour when people can see, and that's why we, they wait till both ends. He only says it about,
but it makes sense,
exactly the same. Okay, let me finish up. La halacha, the Rambam, the Rambam and Hilchos, Paragal, I said, is a different shita than most others. Most hold like Tosus, like we said, that Laila is Mantulim. The Rambam and Hilchos. The Rambam Hilchos Tefillin per Dal Alecha Yud. I want to get to one other thing quickly. The Rambam per Dal Alecha Yud. Paskins. Zman Alecha Tefillin by Yom Velo Belayla. Shneim Ami Yamim Yamima. Chukazu Himitzitzon. Okay, so Rambam holds it based on a drush. Hold the other way. Okay, so we should be aware of it. But in the Shulchan Aruch proper, okay, in the Shulchan Aruch, that's the Rambam. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch is Arachayim Siman Lamed, fifth days. Okay, Shulchan Aruch says, Aser l'anich tzun b'layla shema yishkachayim v'yishem b'hem. he says it's a Drabbanim concern. Okay, you'll forget about it, you'll fall asleep, and so on. And that's what the Birhar Gor writes in the very beginning there, Dura Masa Osir, as well, Arichas. He says that's the position of Rove of the Poskim.
Falling asleep, you
wake them up? The Tzolan, yeah, maybe. Yeah, the Tzolan. Wow, that right, yeah. Okay. But that's the Rambam. Some people do. Some people do.
Same thing,
all right. Yeah, also, a fast day people do. Yeah, well, in the old city of Yerushalayim, there's a Zilman Yeshiva. They were all day.
What if you couldn't? You didn't have to go the whole day.
Yeah. Oh,
and somebody brought you to them and
family. I'm going to get them 2 minutes, Mamish. Okay. That's all I have left this morning. Anyway, the Mishnah Berurah also in Sivkot and Dalad says the same problem, right? Chayshin and Shirafich, Mishnah also. I'll be the rice and mutalik of a Lila, the Kamal and Lila's mantra. Okay, my chokas, we assume like Rope Poskim, Lila is mantra. It's a very, very interesting Rabbeinu Peret. The smack, the Sefer Mitzvahs Cotton, Simon Kuf, Mitzvah Kuf, Nun Dalad. Quotes this Gemara, Hayamashkim, Lotz, it's a Derech and so on, and you're afraid, you'll lose the throne, or whatever. So, you know, the whole business with the touching, like we said. So, on the Hagos, you have on the bottom of the smack is the Hagos or Rabbeinu Peret, one of the Balatoses. And he writes as follows. Miru Nira, Zero Dachman of Elias Mantuan. Elias Mantuan. Elias Mantuan. Okay. So he says as follows. 1 second. He says this whole concern of a guy may fall asleep. That's if he woke up for the day, he's going on a trip. He says we don't have to be concerned that he's going to fall asleep. He's not going to fall asleep. He's up for the day. He's going to catch his train or whatever it is. Right? He says, in Hishkim will taste the dark kodom hayom, manich me brocha le miyah, he can make a brocha. Near it, afilu alocha, shosh the shem of the mutal, anich le chathila, kodom hayom, be Hishkim lo taste the dark. If a guy got up to leave, he can put on tefillin and even make a brocha, says Amin of Parrots. The lekka le mecha, shem yishim mehem, came and she Hishkim lo taste. Because he got up, he's up for the day. Well, he's not going to fall asleep, he got up. That's what he's going to work now. Right? So when a parent has this tremendous chiddush, he's saying that no, it's not just, and for the Gemara, you can't really prove either way. All the Gemara said was, maska voting. So, I mean, the Gemara says you should mashmash them later on, but that's what, I guess that's if you had them on, you had a concern, I'm not really sure.
Is there an issue because you might fall asleep?
Right.
And when you make the bracha?
Right, but he says if you're up for the day, you can make the bracha. It's not mash like that in the Gemara. That's what it says. According to him, that's what comes out. So the Torah quotes, the Torah quotes, I've been a parrot, and that same Simon Lamed, I've been a parrot's kosov, came in the Kaimel on the Lila's Zman Tzolim. He said that was only a Lila, the Lila Zman Tzolim. The whole Lila Zman Tzolim. El Shein Lanichem Alayim Shum Gzeirat Zer Rabbanan, like you just said, Shem Yishamen, Misha Rotze, Lotze, Derech Yochol, Lanichem, Kodim, Ulevorach, Alayim Miyad. Badoni Ovi Harosh, low cost of Ken. My father didn't think so. And that is absolutely a minority opinion. But it is Rabbeinu Peretz is one of the Shon, we just be aware of it. So it's interesting. Shulchan Aruch doesn't accept it. Shulchan Aruch does not accept it. Shulchan Aruch and Siman Lamed in what you saying? Yeah. Well, we'll see in a second though. We'll see one thing I just want to get to. Okay, to end off. The Shulchan Aruch and Siman Lamed Siv Gimel does not accept it this kula. Okay. Rather it says simply that if you get up early, you have to do with what the Gemara says about the feeling it and saying the bracha then. Right? Hayarotze lotze derech bashkama so manichem uchshegi zman and mashrem then vivarach. The lekka lamecha shem yishu b'hem at that point. Okay? You can keep mud. You can put him. Right. Okay, that's true too. So that's what the Mechaber says is he's up. We don't have to worry that he's going to fall asleep because he's up. That part of Rabbeinu Peretz is right. But not for not for saying a bracha. That part you don't call it. The Mishabura says he's got new gimel. And a bracha you can't say. Okay, they said you can put them on because you're not going to fall asleep at that point because you're up. But you can't say that Sivan or Kodom is mine. There's a Bir Halacha about it. Okay, as well, he said some people rely on Rabbeinu Peretz, but it's not accepted. What's interesting, we said it's not accepted, but someone mentioned this before. There is a tshuva for a Moshe Feinstein. Because Moshe, Chelek Aleph, or Chaim Chelek Aleph, Simon Yud, written in Luban in Russia in a tough race, Tzadi Beis, 1931, there was. Okay, he says someone's guy's got to get up very early to go to work, and it's way before, and so on. He quotes the whole thing. He says you can rely on Rabbeinu Peretz. Why? Because he was afraid otherwise people would miss the mitzvah tzon altogether. They just wouldn't do it. Okay, and to tell someone to put it on without a bracha, so So he knows people. People, right? Not right. They're making mistakes. By Sira is the best example. Sira's home where somebody missed the night. Say, oh, okay, I'm done. No, you're not. You should still count every night. You just can't make a bracha. But most people's attitude is, you know, to say a bracha, I think it's not real. So that's what Moshe was concerned about. And at the end, he says, but a Talmud Chacham who knows better, okay, should not make the bracha then. But for the poor people, and these were workers and farmers and so on and so forth, Balabatim, Moshe Feinstein said, you can rely on this Rebbeinu Peretz, 1931 in Russia, because you know, you probably couldn't get another job at that time. Right? We can look for other jobs. There's no handling over there. Okay? Could be. Huh? So what we do is we dive into the Sukkot Zimmer first, like we said, or there's other business. Oh, in that case, he would say, put the tefillin on before and finish.
And then was it the davening?
See, he talks about, no, but the tefillin's independent mitzvah, independent of davening. He's talking about tefillin. Okay.
So you
put your tefillin on and take it off, and later on you'll daven whatever.
Right?
The question is, you could daven, but no, it's before it's mantefillah. That cool we don't have. You can't daven before it's light out. Can't daven before it's dawn.
Why is he putting on the tefillin?
Because he's going to be out in the field now for the next 8 hours.
Every day.
What? He's going to miss the mitzvah. So
is it a mitzvah once a day?
Yeah.
Like do
I don't know if it's a mitzvah. It doesn't matter. It's a mitzvah to put on tefillin. It's a time to do the mitzvah.
This means that the mitzvah, every day is a mitzvah.
That's a different discussion, but the point is, there is a mitzvah. Okay, he has the mitzvah to put on tefillin today.
The whole night was not a mitzvah.
Really, so to keep the tefillin all day.
Since he can, so he does the mitzvah.
Right, but Ramosha says that since we have the sheet that you can, he says Lila's man tefillin. Lila's man tefillin. He says based on Rebbeinu Peretz, you can make a bracha. That's the chiddush, even though it's a minority view. I just want to point out there's a tshuva from Rav Ashri, Shal Tzuv Mimamakim from the Holocaust, the Rav of the Kovno Ghetto. Okay, in Chelik Hey Simon Beis, he says. It's a long tshuva, the same issue, okay, and he says, because they had a report for work detail, and they had to be exactly on time, if you were late, you know, get shot, whatever else, and he writes, he also has this cooler, you can write a bit of parrots, he says, believe me, he says, sadly, you don't have to worry about anybody here falling asleep, if they had to be at that point, they're going to be there on time, the whole kashash, it doesn't apply. So that's the position of the Shulchan Aruch. Again, it's a long tshuva, but it's worth seeing. And just one last point, I will conclude with this. The Chavis Yair, in his, the author of the Chavis Yair, Yair Bachrach, one of the early Achronim, wrote the parish on the Shulchan called Makar Chaim. So in Simon Laman, on this Simon, in Siv Beis, in the middle, he says a different din. He says, but if a guy, the other way, if a guy doesn't have tefillin during the day, he says, put it on at the end of the day. Put it on in the evening. As Rav Moshe and Rav Ashri were talking about the other way, putting on early the wee hours before the day, so to speak. He says, because we're not going to tell you, there are button, oh no, you can't put it on. You're going to be vata the whole mitzvah. Okay? Below yavar yom, below anachasom. And he says, what sometimes Chama have the right, whatever it is, but
so again,
he does say. So he says it's since
Moshe's question. I think he's saying
even after Ben Hashemoshu. I think even after.
So it's once a day means when you woke up until when you go to sleep.
Right.
This is later than the people who are wearing it for.
Yes, and a halami. Anyway, this is just some. Yeah, we're asking.
Either way, if he records your Moshe's journey out and put it on before his mom. Isn't it just better to have the guy bring a fit with him to Minchah or whatever? And have
for sure, but I guess the case he was talking about, it wasn't okay. They had to be out in the field all day, these workers.
But okay.
I guess it wasn't relevant. The answer was for sure be better during it later in the day, for sure. I think these people, the way they wrote, sure, they could have no choice. So the Chiddush is, and he's even... They were out in the field. They couldn't bring their tefillin with them. I don't know the details exactly. My point, and again, it was a different time than we're thinking about. You know, it wasn't so simple. So, Mamela, it could be like you said before. There only was one pet tefillin, the whole town of mules. Who knows exactly? But the point is that Moshe is willing to rely on his parent and allow even a bracha. You know, under those. But he says at the end, but not for a Talmud Chacham, a guy who knows who can, you know,
understands.
Right, he understands. So he'll do it even without the doing making the bracha. Then it's better not to. But many people, they think, oh, I can't make a bracha, it's not so important. You know, that's understand the people.
What about
Rebbe Shri, the same cool.
Rebbeinu Tam Tefillin.
Yeah.
Until when can you put it on?
Yeah, but Tom Shkia. Okay, very good. I wish I was on Shabbos.
Got it next week, no cheer.
Right.
I've had situations.